here. This is Kim Joyce. Stay tuned, man. A lot of heat on the way. So y'all stay tuned. Check in with me.
Welcome to Side Hustle Radio Worldwide, the home of indie, underground, hip hop, and R&B.
So, you want to tell our listeners who we have here today?
Definitely, man. Y'all got Kim Joyce, man. My name is Kimberly Joyce Wilburn. I go by the artist and stage name of Kim Joyce. Social media, you might find me at Kim Joyce Music.
Okay. Kim's one of my favorite people. Mm. Like one of my sisters, her and Rocky. Mm. You're down and out right now due to your mm-hmm. all-star basketball career.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I was thinking this would be a good time to get that Music Monday started back up.
Yeah, you know what? Cat's been at me. Cat's been at me about the Music Monday. That was one of my favorite things. It actually gave me a little, I don't know. I think it's always difficult when I do that, when I do anything music and when I work.
What's it's difficult hard. About it?
Because I don't like to half-ass anything, and I got jobs that require customer service and attention, and you don't necessarily leave at the end of the day, you know what I mean? And then just learning the songs and learning to the songs of me being an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. I'm not just doing something to put something out there. I'm doing something to find a different flavor. I'm doing something to find like a vibe, something that just gets me off spiritually, that I feel like it's going to resonate with you. So it's like, I don't want to just jump in there and do something real quick. It's like, man, I want to do my job well. If I'm getting paid for doing a job and working, then I want to do that well. And sometimes I get off at 6, but I don't get off to 9 p.m. You know, on Mondays, you know, it's like, man, it's hard balancing being an A1 cat. You know,
but
you're
finally putting that degree to use.
Yeah, you know what? And it's finally, after all that, I blow the dust off that, you know, because I don't know. Like, I've had an econ degree for years, mm-hmm. since I graduated, and I've never really utilized it because I just thought about music, but I didn't realize how beneficial that would be towards music and the rest of my life and the best of my life. So even like with my job, yeah, I'm a mortgage banker, so it's beneficial in talking the language and understanding certain aspects of that industry. But man, right now when the economy is down, being an artist, you know how many artists right now, you know, one thing you can think like, how can I switch my business to make music during a recession? But another thing is like, man, money that you have from shows, money that you had in other places that were coming in good, it doesn't come in. So it just opens your mind to diversification. And that got me into the stock market. And then I'm realizing that a lot of that correlates with my degree and the business that I'm correlated in. And now I can actually make money, you know, that helps fund my career. And I still don't have to sacrifice to sign a deal. And I can actually put stocks in my label name. You know, it just opens up a whole new world of making money and really fighting towards being an independent artist and not having to sacrifice and not needing, you know, somebody else's money. If you can make your own, if you can make your own money grow,
you know, I know I've watched you for years, that trying to push yourself, trying to bring your visions to life. The stress in it all and believing in yourself and not giving up. So I'm proud of you for one, for not giving up your music, for two, for using your degree. Mm-hmm. And the boys go ahead and ask some questions, because you know I could go on.
I know y'all go way back. Yeah. Y'all could talk. Way y'all back. Like old school friends. You don't have nothing in the vault? I know you got a vault, like, you know, like Pac had, you know, vaults and tracks and traps on top of tracks somewhere. I know you got a vault of music somewhere that probably is super dope, but you know, artists usually that are so dope are usually real sensitive about their music and say it's not dope, but it probably is. You know, I'm sure you got a vault of music somewhere, don't you?
The boys, man, I feel like I'm answering the question every which way. Like, I do have a vault. I got my vote is so much bigger than what I put out. Like I put out, and it's sad at how much I put out. When I was even on TikTok looking for something to post, I'm like, damn, this all the shit I got out and all the stuff I be listening to for years. But it's one thing when shit, one, I ain't got the money to pay a mix engineer to mix something the way that I like it to sound. And I don't want to put out my bullshit. I'm sensitive about my shit. So I'd rather take the time and mix it the way I want to mix it. I'd rather take, I put so much into it, money wise, energy wise, time wise. And like, I really fucking care. So one thing to put something out just on Instagram for that to just go for a little bit, like that's not enough. Like I want to figure out how to run a business. I want to make my time, my money, my value. I want to make that work for me and I want to serve people. So I'd rather take if you gave me 6 hours in a day, I'd rather take 5.5 hours sharpening the axe, you know what I'm saying? And figure out how to do it the right way. Like that's, and I think that's the goal, making timeless music, classic music.
And
like
I
came out with Crowd Pleaser, what, in 2014 and like 14 or whatnot, but it could still go now and it could still go 10 years from now. So it's really no rush. It's just me staying sane, me making sure that I'm financially stable, and me making sure that I'm like just continuing to grow as an artist and just building it. And if I get 5 fans, 10 fans, 1,000 fans, I want to just structure the business. That's another thing working. I realized I work for Rocket Mortgage, or what is it, Quicken Loans, and they stress. That's one good thing about working is you realize they so great of a company. They doing so well because they stress customer service. You know what I'm saying? So I realized, damn, how can I just give to my fans and still make the product good? You know, and that's what's been in the vault, is figuring out how to release that the right way.
But you do have music because you said you've been cooking. So man, I don't know what you've been cooking, but man, you could tell us what you've been cooking.
I've cooked so much, I don't even know how to serve it. Like it's sad to the point. Like I got a project named Earth. I mean, I still got Crowd Pleaser and Feel. I just put out Crowd Pleaser. I feel like I really haven't even put that out yet. And that was from 14. Like, I got Crowd Pleaser Feeling. That was old songs. Mm-hmm. I have a Earth project. That's an EP. I have another project called Air, another project called Water, another project called Fire, and then a complete project called Elements. I have an acoustic project. Mm-hmm. I got new album I've been working on since then. I have covers that I've redone that I can actually resell.
Right.
I got new songs I've been working on for TV and music. It's like I got a ton in the vault. I just got a ton in the vault. It's just a matter of me being a weirdo and just not letting it all go and really just caring about how it's released. I want content with it. I want visuals with it. But I also know I need to buy myself another computer. I need to buy hard drives. I need to, you know what I'm saying? Like, LLC needs to be renewed, not to get some shit cut, trademark. Like, it's not easy. You got to get something mastered. You got to get something, a cover done from somebody. It's like, man, every song costs you like hundreds of thousands of dollars if you really like think about it.
Especially for you, because you have covered some really, really big songs and put your own touch to it. Like, speaking of remixes, like Bust It.
Oh, yeah, Bust It. Mm. Bust It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ask what made you do that, seeing that you newly married and everything. Yeah. Like,
salute. Congratulations.
Thank you. Hey.
Yeah.
What's it? You know, that was just a recent song. You know, everybody was doing a dance. I wanted to do it differently. I wanted to do the spoof instead of me dropping and doing a song. I wanted to be me singing, but I had my surgery right at that time, so I really haven't been out the bed to record anything. But I like the beat. It was a hip-hop beat, and I like taking harmonies different places on those type of beats, you know, and it's just something for the culture. It's just something to put out, you know, something that really doesn't take too much time, but it's really fun, and it keeps me entertained. It's something outside of what I have done, so it keeps me fascinated. The fans will like it. It's something that could go viral. And again, it's just something for the culture.
Yeah, so but I was telling the boys, like, there was a time you was dropping stuff like the different sides of sexy, the tomboy swag, and then this one time you just popped up and you are now vegan. The music was changing to more conscious. I'm like, oh, what is she doing? But now I've been trying to, you know, I see you every now and then, you revisit that because you did Make It to My Bed remix by Chris Brown. Like, you do touch on, like, that more sexy side now. But now that you're married and you got a little bit more excitement to you, can we expect more of music like the different sides of sexy from you again? Like, more intimate songs?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a ton of intimate songs. Like, I feel like those are some of my best. I feel like I just released one, East Side Shawty.
That's for your wife. That's dedicated to your wife, right?
It is, just because she's from the East Side, though. And it's like, when I was writing that song, when I went to pick her up, it's like, literally, as writing that song, it's like, damn, we're going to visit your mom on the East Side. I never really went to the East Side of Detroit. So that's, I feel like, more to, as a homage to telling a backstory to when I was writing a song. You know what I mean? Like, that is the East Side. I'm actually married to this. Ironic. I never been on the East Side, and I ended up marrying the chick from the East Side. And this part's from that song that's about her, but it's not necessarily, that's not like, I feel like a dedication, like I'm writing that in response to you, but I feel like that's just letting the fans into, hey, you know.
Well, I'm talking back, like, back to the kryptonite. I like it. Like, those days where, you know, like, I remember being at one of your shows and the crowd was losing it. Like, come on, like.
You got to think about it back then, though. That was with a different producer. I had an actual hip-hop producer. I produce a little bit more Midwest. So a lot of stuff I produce now is more, I feel like, Midwest. I had a DJ with me. The shows I even did, everything I did was hype. I don't do anything hype. Like, I don't do anything like those type of hype shows, like the anniversary party or a Youngstown with Trina. Like, I don't do that. But if I did, I have those type. I have songs to go with that. I had two hype men. Like, I had a different show. Right now, it's like, I can't go anywhere without somebody saying, "Bring out the guitar." The fuck?
Yeah. So speaking of the guitar, I was telling the boys how you self-taught yourself.
Yeah, that's dope.
One time we went out to Easton and Kim just serenaded people, and I had her do a living room concert for me and my mom before. So her whole little style changed up, and she became more, I don't eat that. Blessings, love, and light.
I feel like just time. I feel like it's nothing I can't do. I feel like I could do everything really well. I feel like I just need to be entertained. And one, me producing for myself, I think I just produce a certain way. So I've been producing a little bit more mid-tempo. But I don't know. I feel like I talk conscious because it's a lot of stuff that's on my heart. It's been a lot. Like, I feel like the older I get, the more things get revealed. But I can still come back to in the middle of a blessed. Like, think about it. The song I had recently, I had Out, which I'm saying I've been out of sight, out of mind. You know, telling people why I've been out of sight, out of mind. Then I had a song called 2021, it's top of the new year. Mm-hmm.
back on the scene, like I never left. 2021, yeah, it put me to the test. What's coming next? I can't call, I can't guess. Only thing I know is that I'm ready for what else. You could bring it on, already been parted. Lay the view to rest, kisses to the coffin. Kobe's on my mind every time I hear coughing. Kobe's on my mind every time I hear coughing. And that's often, but scratch that. Hey, that's last year's news, I'm looking past that. Hey, where the good times at? Hey, where the cash at? Hey, yo, I'm going outside, hey, with my mask at? Can't even believe I even gotta ask that. But fuck it, man, it's funny, give me something to laugh at. Anything I want this year, I'ma have that. New year, new me, word to my cash app.
2021,
like the east side, shawty. Mm-hmm. And now I'm deciding where I want to go because my birthday month, so I'm deciding where I want to go now. But I don't know, like, I feel like everything everybody want, I got it. I just ain't released it yet. Like, yeah. It's not about where I'm gonna go, it's just when I'm gonna release with something for y'all, really.
Yeah, and you put out some very important songs, like OY, which was dedicated to, like, Black History Month. You even did the commercial for Atlanta Center of Human Rights honoring Martin Luther King Jr. How did that come about?
I was working. I was hustling, like, doing so many odd-end jobs in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I was bartending, and somebody I bartended for, I used to tell people I did music. He listened to it, and then he went back to his class. He went to some art school. Told his teacher, the teacher heard my music, and they was like, man, we got to get her for this commercial. They hit me up just asking me to, can I do a shoot? I showed up 2 days. I mean, I recorded the song, then I did, like, some actual visuals for it. They put it out. So it was just not, you know, the biggest blessings and craziest things come from the least amount of effort and from just somebody being like, hey, I know somebody, and they really want you to, you know. So it was just somebody looking out.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I really like that sound out. That song is fire. I had to give you that prize. Right. You did your thing on that song. Crowd pleaser is dope. Woosa. Yeah. I mean, we could go down the list. I mean,
Crowd pleaser is one of her biggest hits to date, right?
Yeah, it is.
I love it when you sing that song. I do. The Poise, do you think? You think she'll? Just a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, snap.
I mean, you just laying around. Like, you should be ready. Like, just a little bit.
You got the guitar with you?
I actually do. You know, I just pulled it out the vault. From, like, I ain't played crowd pleaser in a minute. And I got a buddy that say a month of Sundays. I ain't played that in a month of Sundays.
Mm-mm. Oh, wow. This is an honor.
So long, very well, sayonara. Oh, I wish you Well, Okay. No, if one plus one equals two, if you ain't got a lot, you probably got a few. And if the other stays hot, the fridge stays cool. So if I'm doing me, then you should do you, motherfucker. Okay, so don't worry about this over here. We getting that money, getting rich over here. We feeling so free, no fizz over here. Some of them boys, me mugger, no, don't fit some of that. I swear, misery loves company, and they don't like it when you rock originality. They don't like it when you do the things they say you couldn't do now. But I like to be Dodge of Salt and Battery. This shit talking is flattering. I need it more than ever. It keeps me motivated and the vision ever clear. And if you ain't got any haters, then get them. Because if you ain't got them, it means you a hater yourself. Or just irrelevant, my nigga. Yeah, yeah. Hey. Just irrelevant, my nigga. Oh, how. Oh, wow, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm getting there. Hey. So that was like one of my biggest songs. And even just to let y'all know, that song probably got big by the grace of God.
Because that song got big because it was needed.
It was needed, but real talk, by the grace of God, like I released that song and it started taking off. But then as well, the same time, I started getting love because people started looking up the Migos Crowd Pleaser. And people was like, damn, man, I never heard this one. And then people just started flocking a crowd pleaser. So I was like, man, it was one of those, like what you said, when people needed something. Mm-hmm. And it was just there, like, high and tucked away. Because I never really promoted it. For real, all like that, like, big time, putting, like, a money campaign behind it or trying to do something big time. But it was just, like you said, something that was needed at the time. Yeah. That was a lot, you know? Yeah. And that was, man, 2014.
Yeah.
Still needed,
but that was also the song that got picked up for like the movie, right?
Yeah. It was another guy working at Guitar Center. That was another great guy. Like I was working at Guitar Center, got that job, man, just because I wanted to be around music more. And every time I checked out somebody, I used to be like, man, hey, what you do? You know, just having a good conversation. He was like, yeah, I'm a movie director. Got his information, sent him some songs, and then like a year later, he hit me back. Like, I remember that song you sent me? Can you please send it? In his way, put on that boy.
Hey,
can you name one thing that you did that was worth the risk? That like, you just took the chance and say, I don't know, but I'm gonna go for it. And the reward was like, that's probably what with this song, you know, that might have just answered my own question there, huh? In so many ways, yeah. Yeah.
What did I do? You know what? I'm gonna go. I came out with Timeless Moments and I put a girl in a video. That was something big for me because before then, that was a big pivotal moment. Because before then, the 11 album was so good, but it didn't go with my artistry at all. Like, it didn't. We talking about, I think he liked me, but I feel like it was a better written album for like a songwriter album. You know what I mean? Like I was just writing just because I felt like it was good songs.
That was my favorite album.
Yeah, but yeah. It's like it really didn't go with like what would I do in all those videos? It wouldn't be completely honest. So Timeless was like me just saying completely, hey, I'm just gonna go this way and you know, just take a chance on whatever I feel feels good to me and it feels honest. Like I'm just gonna ride with it and I'm just gonna win my fans that way. Attract my fans that way.
Can you just do the chorus of Crowd Pleaser? Cause you didn't do it.
I didn't.
I was gonna sing it, but
so long, farewell, sayonara, oh, I wish you well, as adios, it was was nice to meet ya. Bye bye, baby. To the crowd, please.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had to remember that motherfucker. For real.
I was waiting on it.
Yeah.
Like, no, she didn't. Was she just gonna skip that part?
I had to find my way into the song, my bad. But yeah, that's definitely probably mostly everybody's favorite song. But like I said, it's an honest song. You know, everybody feel like they've sacrificed themselves or their comfort for somebody else's comfort. And right. Enough is enough. Everybody comes to the time when enough is enough. So it's a good song.
Right. And you said that you like the way music make you feel something new. After all this time, do you still get that feeling?
Oh, man. Completely. Like, it is the best. It's the best feeling. It's the most. It's the closest I could feel towards me being who I feel like I truly am. It just is my thing. You know, it just comes easily, and it's something that I could play with. It gives me butterflies when I come up with a melody or a harmony or a line that makes sense, that feels good, that is said well. It's like, man, it's not. Life is hard, so it's like. That's the most instant gratification I get is music. It's like, damn, man, that felt good. Or I said that the right way or something I could perfect, right. Something I could play with. So I still feel the same way about music as making my first beat or my first song or hearing something on the radio. It's like last song, I've been rolling around my house on my little scooter because, you know, I can't walk yet. With a little speaker attached to it, just playing a new song. That I wrote because I'm like, man, it's a vibe and it got potential and people gonna feel it and I love what I'm saying and it's giving value and it's fly, man. It's just fly, you know?
Okay. So yeah. I know when you first got to Atlanta, like you had a hard time, like I know they wanted to make some changes in you, right? And then you eventually, you know, fit in and got in and did your own thing, but now you're back in Detroit. How is that? Because that's different. You're from Detroit. You were in Ohio, repping for Ohio State. Thank you. And then you went to Atlanta, but now you're back in the D.
Yeah.
How is the D treating you?
Like family. Like
you never left.
I never left. You know. It's a lot of opportunity here. It's quiet. I mean, Detroit is, music-wise, I don't think that I play with it enough because even though I've been here a while, I've worked. I've had to replenish what I put out. Like, I spent a good 10 years of just putting out from music, not building my wealth, not building my own, you know what I'm saying, like net worth. So now it's like I had to figure out, well, if I'm going to stay somewhere, let me get a crib. Let me do something that makes sense. Like, so now it's like I haven't really played with the city enough musically to figure out how it's going to open up for me. But as I perform, I feel like, man, I've gotten so much great reception. I feel like it's just a land of opportunity. Like, as far as being in Columbus, Ohio, I got so much love there. In Atlanta, I got so much love there. But one thing I also realized is not being from there, man, it's like you don't get that hometown love.
Right.
You know, and here right. I know somebody that knows somebody that's always going to look out. And if I call my auntie, she knows the cat that she used to mess with back maybe 30 years ago that might work for the radio station, her nephew. And it's a different kind of lookout, you know, and it's a different kind of establishment when the city got something to root for. People, you know, like just got something to root for differently. As hard as I can network down in Atlanta or all these other places, me being the type of artist I am, me being, you know, I really don't piss too many people ass, and I really just try and do, you know, a lot of things that make sense. And how I was trying to get in there wasn't working, and it ain't gonna probably work that way, you know. So it's better off to be with my family. My parents are getting older, take care, and then see what I can establish on my own. Like, the internet is something powerful. I could travel all the time. It's a good financial market. It's a good mortgage market up here. Music scene, Big Sean might be coming back. It's not a lot of music here, so I'd be more willing to start something up here than try and jump on a bandwagon somewhere else to feel like somebody owe me, or I'm gonna have to work two times as hard. I already gotta work hard because I'm Black, I'm female, I'm LGBT. I don't wanna have to do any more extra work, so I wanna make it simpler for myself.
Yeah, I got a question. If you could start your career over, what would you do differently?
I would invest more money in myself. Mm. And invest, find out ways to make more money myself and invest more money myself. And I will stick to the plan. I will completely lower my budgets and I will completely just invest and find ways to cover my overhead and just put out as much music as possible. I wouldn't pay attention to any labels. I wouldn't pay attention to what anybody said. I would do everything myself. I would start my own business, my own label. And I would, you know, really just network with other artists. Instead of working from the ladder up ways like this, I will work kind of more sideways and, you know, try and just not focus on what it looks like and what they say you should be doing, but focus on the fans, focus on the investments and the marketing and putting out quality music, you know, and that's really it. Like, focus on 1,000 fans, learn to work with that. Almost like the stock market, what I'm learning now. It's like, instead of going with $1,000, like, let me figure out how to flip this $10 into 15 real quick, and then 15 and maybe 30, you know, instead of going way too big, too hard, too soon, you know, like it's unnecessary. Like, let me learn how to work the game. Teach a man to fish type thing.
Okay. So what happened with the Life is Good collab submission?
Oh no. I submitted it, and I think I submitted it late, but I kind of half-assed it. I only did the production part, even though I did a whole video and visual. I didn't really rewrite it, even though I think my strong suit is rewriting. But I came out with it to, honestly, I came out with it to, again, another for the culture. I wasn't necessarily looking to, hoping to win, but I knew that was something that I was good at, like remixing and doing songs. I just wanted to remix it like that. And I had another opportunity to cross promote with another artist, and that, you know, I felt like it was just a good way to give something out to the fans, cross promote something recent that month at that time, and then focus on to something else. So I don't know what happened with it. I came out with it, put it on my Instagram, tagged it, and that was really it. But I had a good time, bro. He shot it, you know, I recorded it, I brought my guitar out, I remade the whole beat, just kept the lyrics the same, but I just freaked the way I sang it. And left it at that, you know, not too much expectation.
Okay.
Staying sharp as best as I could.
Remind myself next time you will act. I the boy, 6 to 1, half a dozen cops that kill Brianna. Got it coming one way or another. That's just, come on. But enough about me, and now why they tell me something about you? I've been alone for too long, baby, and yeah, you're looking too damn good. Remind myself next time young queen in the green and a recession. Election round the corner, is she voting? I'm just checking, I got questions. But enough about me.
enjoyed this interview. You know, I love you.
I love you.
Always.
I'm going to take y'all out with, should I do sober or curious? I think I could only do, okay, I'm going to do sober. I'm going to do a little bit of sober.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is a song that I wrote. I feel like it's necessary. You know, it's just a necessary song. It's just one of those songs saying, man, like I can get, like y'all already heard, I look for instant gratification, but it is good to have, to find your love or your passion. Sometimes and meet it sober, you know, and that being enough to get you high and enough to get you off. So, all right, so let me do this. I don't need no liquor, don't need no wine. A shot of your loving does me just right. 100 proof for you, straight to my head. Keeps me dizzy, spinning. Caressing your bottle, mentionables follow. Gotta be responsible. Who gon' be the DT, babe? So strong it tastes so good. Got a question for you if I could. Do I know who you truly are? Have you shown me who you truly are? Tonight can we make love sober, sober, oh sober tonight, yeah. Hey, now sober, sober, now sober. But tonight, hey, I don't need no dealer, hey, tambourine man. You got that pure babe, your number one strand. Oh, you're so medicinal, hey, and I think that I'm addicted to you. Cause when I'm not hitting that thing, I'll be missing that, my lips on your body. Bro, I'm getting so foggy, sitting on cloud 90, yeah. Time I'm with you, oh, so strong, it tastes so good. Got a question for you if I could. Do I know who you truly are? Have you shown me who you truly are? Tonight, can we make love sober? Yeah, hey, no, sober, sober, now sober, sober. Tonight, hey, now take me high, take my breath, make me feel it all in my chest. I don't need no papers, need no blunts, cause where we going, so nice. When my whistle, give me a taste, so be my cheers, baby, be my chase. I don't need no glasses, need no cups, cause where we going, so nice. Now take me high, take my breath, make me feel it all in my chest. Don't need no papers, don't need no blunts, where we going, it's so nice. Wet my whistle, give me a taste, so be my cheers, baby, be my chase. I don't need no glasses, need no cups, cause where we're going, baby, now we can be so better. Yeah, no, hey. Sober, baby, yeah, sober, no, yeah, no, sober, baby, maybe, yeah, sober, no, no, sober, baby. Sober now, yeah, no, sober, baby. Look, hey, we only drinking water, babe. Look, I got a thing from the Dockerberries. Hey, they say the darker the berry, hey, the sweeter the juice. Once I know, we only drinking water, babe. Look, I got a thing for them Dockerberries. Hey, how many of y'all remember back in the day? Blackberry molasses, we only drinking water, babe. Look, I got a thing for them Dockerberries. Yo, you know I need your antioxidant daily. Dose of your love is my vitamin. I'm over the Maybelline wig on our tails. I mean, got the boots without the chain of booze and the covers only weigh none of the influence. I realize I get to feel you. I must say, so banner, yeah, ooh, yeah. So my baby, now baby, so banner, yeah, ooh. So my baby. Baby, no, no, baby.
Yay!
That's
you. You made sure you tell your wife you did that for free. Don't be looking for no check. Oh, wow, that was beautiful.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
I appreciate y'all.
Right, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. I'll be talking to you later.
All right, yo. Peace.
All right, take care. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is Crate Vibes on Side Hustle Radio.
Yo, this Napoleon the Legend, aka Ferragamo, the Black Pharaoh with ammo. Yeah, I'm rocking with DJ Booker. Y'all better know what it is.
There's so much mellow magic.
Wondered it's smooth, done by one nation under a groove. Rhymes I keep dropping them, suckers I keep stopping them. Peas I'm not popping them, attitudes I'm popping them. Speaking very clearly, so check the theory. If I was a car, you wouldn't have to steer me. Press the control, just let me roll and cruise. None other can match, cause they all catch the blues. It's only twos and fews, but none else can blow smoother. If you think you can, grab the stand and prove to me that you can and will. If not, just sit and chill. Biff it in my pocket, cause I fit the bill. Condition myself to go longer and stronger. Fighting my words like you don't know who they belong to. Putting much emphasis while I empty this rhyme down your ear. I'm sure you'll envy this. I hook and sling, that's what it took to bring back the old pastime. And it's the last time a jam was slain. Look what we have before us. I think I said enough. Must bust the chorus. This is directed to you and yours. Hold your applause because I'm pursuing to be the best. And yes, what I'm saying, if the track was a class, I'd pass with an A in control. I roll over suckers who even claim to be on my tip. They even got the same name as me. All you're doing is causing confusion. I'm speaking to you frankly. You need to thank me. I go for broke. My rhymes smoke like a joint. Expressing myself with the help of a ballpoint. Sit back, relax. In fact, take notes. Not only do I break hearts, I break hopes. Could never be taken among those who make jams, thinking a slam, but the bacon. Don't try to bait me, or try to fight me, or take me lightly. All you do is excite me. The beat,
my man DJ Buka. Now tell me, what am I supposed to do about a sucker like you who ain't never paid dues? Slapper, hip happer, you're getting whacker. Your girl better step forward, just might jack her. Smack her like a gangster, but I don't bang against suckers like you. For thick gold chain, you don't deserve it. So take it off of your neck, cause God, you ain't coming correct. What's this? A sucker duck holding a mic. Like Keith Sweat says, something just ain't right. Seems nowadays everybody wanna be a rapper. Down with crews, but they ain't never paid dues. Suckers. Playing hardcore punks. I bet you worked at a flower store. You know what eats me up the most? Is when a sucker just started and thinks he's hot post. You ain't paying and doing your life. Talking about a new style. You know what you sound like? KRS, Chuck Ski, Kumo S1. Yelling on the mic like your name is Run. Use a peon. When I bought a pair of leaves. Now all of a sudden you're supposed to be an MC. Yo, that's whack. It just ain't right. You only stood on one stage in your whole damn life. Now you want respect. Hey, yo, you's a fool. Everybody wanna rap, but they ain't paid dues. Remember way back in the days, the times me and Latin dreamed of getting paid, standing outside just pulling the jacks, to earn a little money to drop a dope track. Back in the days, I drove a raggedy Dodge, couldn't afford a studio, so we used a garage. Aladdin used to grab a gang of disco breaks, one turntable and a broken 808, the little brother to the brother.
Everybody get funky.
My man DJ Buka.
Now that I'm rich, so many women wanna leave me and make a nigga say, damn. probably texting more than your homie Sam. The ladies speak for the week, I mean the rookies. My time is held up extremely for cookies. Just let me clock this grip in 92. And you don't bother me and I sure never won't bother you. And you just watch a brother flowing like Niagara. Don't be fucking stuck because these two bitches can stack, yeah. Although I'm over with the right face, it's go D's on my fucking go legs. Cause I got it made. I broke the beat once again because I had to. And just like Tony Rocky, baby girl, I can hide. You just let me work this time and go. Anyway, it's okay. Your place of mine all night until the next day. Do the ditty if you want to, because then I can see if I want to. Do the ditty if you want to, because then I can see if I want to.
Man, it's your man, the O, Charleston, South Carolina, on Instagram and Twitter at I am the O843. And I'm rocking with Side Hustle Radio, DJ D Poise, DJ Buka, and my girl, JC. You already know what it is, baby. We came to influence life. What you doing with yours? Yeah, Side Hustle Radio.
Now it's time for Word on the Street with JC.
Anyway,
word on the street, y'all. Y'all know I can't even say enough about Jay-Z. He's just amazing, right? He has started a company called Perch Credit, and it is to help minorities boost their credit scores. Like, every week is something different with this man. And, I think y'all need to focus on being more like him. Y'all heard about, y'all ain't gonna even come back?
Yeah, I was gonna come back. You start talking. Listen, okay. let me get my first 250,000, my first 150,000. I'll be just like you. But it takes the first. You just don't start. You
think Jay-Z, let's
break it down. Do you think Jay-Z started at that level?
No.
Well, yeah, because he was doing other stuff that got him to that level when he had money from that. And then from that, it just went boom, 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 boom. We got to get the first 100,000 first, and then we can work, baby.
Okay.
I'm just I got to come back. The boys might not, but shoot. Anyway, salute Jay-Z.
Until then, I'll keep playing my lottery.
Yeah, keep
playing your lottery. Y'all heard about the car accident that Tiger Woods got into?
Yeah.
So now they're trying to say that he probably fell asleep behind the wheel. But it was early in the morning. So I don't know. What y'all think about that?
I think they just need to leave the man alone, man. Let the man be a man. Let him, whether he fell asleep, whether he was on medication, whether something jumped in his way, just leave him alone. So what? You know,
you heard one of the newscasters said that he did have a problem with drugs, like prescription drugs. Like, but then he came back and he apologized. So Gladys Knight will be singing the anthem at the All-Star Game.
That's this weekend, right?
Yeah, that's this weekend. I think that's a good look.
No
in their city. No, just Gladys Knight. Aww. I don't think it's been no pips for a long time. Right. Aww. So Andre 3000 almost lost his trademark. So he had to use it or lose it.
Wait. So, what's his trademark?
Well, he has some sketches that he trademarked. So now he's saying that you can expect some hoodies, some t-shirts, and posters of his sketches.
No new album?
No new album. He just don't want to lose his trademark. But a new album would be so great right now.
Yeah, jazz out.
A new Outkast album.
I don't care if it's a jazz, if it's him breathing on it, if he's breathing on the track. I'll take it.
A flute album.
You better leave him and his flute alone. And his afro and his scruffy beard and stuff. Like, I love him. So, the Olympic coach, John Geeter, committed suicide. He was 63 years old. He was being charged with 20 counts of human trafficking, 2 counts of sexual assault, 1 count of racketeering, and 1 count of lying to the police. And he took the easy way out.
Make it easy for him, because he wouldn't have survived. They would have put a hole in his
Yeah. So Lady Gaga, a dog walker, was shot in the chest, and her 2 French bulls were taken from him. And she put out, like, I think a $500,000 reward for the dogs. But there was no mention of, like, the dog walker, like, if he was okay or anything. But somebody did turn the dogs back in. And I think that is awfully fishy. So they might want to investigate that. Now, did y'all hear about them taking Mr. off of Mr. Potato Head's name?
Yeah.
Why do it seem like something so irrelevant is given such a platform like that? Like, who cares? Like, I didn't even know they still had Mr. Potato Head.
I'd rather talk about the Kobe Bryant getting a logo.
Right. Which they don't want to talk about. Right. And did I tell y'all it was another UFO sighting over in Mexico?
Another one?
Yeah, another one.
Oh boy.
It's becoming too often. Hey, it might be something going on.
Might be.
Yeah.
Where that Area 51 stuff was or is or something anyway?
Where?
Out there somewhere, that Area 51 that they
had. Oh, yeah.
That's already going on. Was out there. Something was going on out there.
Yeah. Did y'all see the video of K. Michelle's butt dropping when she was trying to twerk?
No.
Damn, I missed that.
Yeah.
Don't you mean a butt drop?
It was like some a flabby thing, and it looked like it was falling off. Like, yeah. For the last couple of years, she's been going through the process of having the implants removed out her butt, or whatever she put in her butt, and now it's just flabby skin that I think she also had to have it removed, but she was trying to twerk, and it just fell down. Oh, my God. The internet ate her up.
I'll pass.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx made history as the first black lead in a Pixar film ever, and now he's the first to win the Golden Globe Award.
This is Side Hustle Radio with D Poise, JC, and DJ Booker.